has always played an important part in the city life of Hamburg. So in 1723, when the College of Admiralty celebrated their centenary, they turned to Telemann, the most important composer in the city, for appropriate music. A banquet was held with members of the Admiralty and important figures of Hamburg. They were lavishly entertained while ships in the harbour were festooned with pennants and flags, letting off the occasional cannon to join in the celebration. The music of Telemann was played before the dignitaries sat down to a large banquet. This Wassermusik, a less well-known water music than Handel's, has 10 movements. Most of it deals with mythical figures who live in the sea: Thetis, Neptune, Triton, and the water nymphs. After a violent storm caused by Aeolus, Lord of the Winds, Zephyr appears, the gentle god of the west wind, who is portrayed by an elegant minuet with two recorders. The last two pieces come back to Hamburg itself, which relied on the ebb and flow of the tide from the Elbe to regularly clean out the city's sewers and to drain the canals. This is described in the second last movement, Jig, Ebb und Fluth. Ascending scales and crescendos depict the movement of the tide. And then the sailors have their voice in the last movement, a canary, a dance with slightly drunken offbeats as the sailors enjoy a good evening on the shore. The work was a great success, and Telemann was praised for writing music that is uncommonly well suited to such a celebratory occasion. Here are the last three movements, minuet, jig, and canary, from Telemann's Wassermusik, played here by the King's Consort under Robert King.
Thank you.
Those were the last three movements, Minuet, Gigue and Canary, from Telemann's Wassermusik, and they were performed by the King's Consort under Robert King.